Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 9, Guru Maharaj Return Song, Text 32. Matir Vidushita Devai Padadvira Asa Nishnubi Yonarda Vachastavyam Nagarisham Asatama. Translation for what? By His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. As all the demigods who are situated in the higher planetary system will have to come down again, they're all envious of my being elevated by Kunta Loka, by devotional service. These intolerant demigods have dissipated my intelligence. Not only for this reason could I not accept the genuine benediction of the instructions of sage Narada. Please repeat. Since all the demigods who are situated in the higher planetary system will have to come down again, they're all envious of my being elevated to Vaikuntha Loka. By devotional service.
These intolerant demigods
have dissipated my intelligence.
And only for this reason
could I not accept the genuine benediction of the instructions.
Could I not accept the genuine benediction of the instructions of sage Narada.
Purport is shown by many instances in the Vedic literature. When a person undergoes severe austerities, the demigods become very much perturbed because they are always afraid of losing their post as the predominating deities of the heavenly planets. It is known to them that the position of the higher planetary system is impermanent. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita, 9th chapter, Shine Punye Marti Loka Vishanti. It is said in the Gita that after exhausting the results of their pious activities, all the demigods who are inhabitants of the higher planetary system have to come back again to this earth. It is a fact that the demigods control the different activities of the limbs of our bodies. Factually, we are not free even in moving our eyelids. Everything is controlled by them. Guru Maharaj's conclusion is that these demigods, being envious of the superior position in devotional service, conspired against him to pollute his intelligence. And thus, although he was a disciple of the great Vaishnava, Narada Muni, he could not accept Narada's valid instruction. Now Guru Maharaj regretted very much that he had neglected these instructions. Narada Muni had asked him, "Why should you bother about insult or adoration from your stepmother?" He, of course, said to Guru Maharaj that since Dhruva was only a child, what did he have to do with such insult or adoration? Guru Maharaj was determined to achieve the benediction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and therefore Narada advised them to go back home for the time being. And in mature time, he would try to practice devotional service. Dhruva Maharaj regretted that he had rejected the advice of Narada Muni and was adamant in asking him for something perishable, namely revenge against his stepmother for her insult and possession of the kingdom of his father. Dhruva Maharaj regretted very much that he could not take seriously the instruction of his spiritual master, and that his consciousness was therefore contaminated. Still, the Lord is so merciful that due to Dhruva's execution of devotional service, he offered Dhruva the ultimate Vaishnava goal. Matira Vidushita Devayi Patad. Patadvir asahishnubi yonarda vachastavyam nagra isham asatama. Since all the demigods who are situated in the higher planetary systems will have to come down again, they're all envious of my being elevated to Vaikuntha Loka by devotional service. These intolerant demigods have dissipated my intelligence, and only for this reason could I not accept the genuine benediction of the instructions of the sage Narada. Namo Vishnu Vraya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Janamane Namaste Sarasvati Deve Kauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shrinivadi Bhaskatyade Sakara. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, try. Shrinivani Marti Loka Vishnadi Evam Trai Dharma Anupatya Pratak Kama 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 Loka Te. That Evam Trai Dharma Anupatya, what's the first line? Everybody, so, chapter 9, text 20.
Those who study the way.
No, I don't mean English. What's the first word in English?
Trividyama.
Trividyama samapaputapapa. Trividyama samapaputapapa. Shine punya marti loka vishadi. Imam dharma anapupana. Pratagatam kama kama loka. Is that right?
That's the next. 21. Yeah. 21. Yeah.
So try.
The dumb books,
what's the first word you get to the other verse? We'll just give you
20?
It
again.
Try Vigamam Savapapa Papa Jadanai Ishva Svarvikam Vritai Pajate Te Gunya Asadi Sarandya Loka Ashnahi Divyam Divyam. So, try vidyamam samapha kutapha. Try vidya, those are the three Vedas. So, those who study the three Vedas, try vidyamam sama, pa. Pa means to drink. I guess it's the same word here, peep. Try vidyamam samapha puta. Papa. They become free from the sinful reactions. Try Gunimam Samapa Putababa. Jadana Ishva Swargatam Prapajite. By performing these types of sacrifices and worshipping Swargatim, they go to the heavenly planets. So those who study the Vedas and drink the Samvarat juice, seeking the heavenly planets, worship me indirectly, Krishna says. Try Vijamam Samapa Putapapa Jadana Ishva Sargatim Prapajite Te Punya Asagya Sarandilokam. But after they go to the heavenly planet and they enjoy the heavenly planets in Indra Loka, Shine Punya Marja Loka Vishuti. Ashnati Divya Divi Deva Boga. The purified of all sinful reactions, they take birth on the pious heavenly planet Indra, where they enjoy godly delights. In other words, in the Vedic literature, there's directions how to obtain a better material situation. Everyone wants to improve their material circumstances and they want to avoid distress. And the Vedic literature tells us how to make material improvement, and if one follows it, then of course one can take birth on planets where they live for longer, they have more sense gratification, they don't have old age and disease. same way we have it. But then Krishna says, evam drayi petam bhukta svarga loka vishnati shine punya marta loka vishnati evam drayi dharam anaprapanam pita pitam kama kama lapate. So tetam bhukta, after enjoying tetam bhukta svarga loka vishnati, after enjoying many years on the heavenly planets, tetam bhukta svarga loka vishnati shine punya marta loka vishnati. When they use up their pious credit, then they have to come back to the earth planet again. Evam drayi dharma anaprapanam. Therefore, by following this three different types of dharma, namely religiosity, regulated sense, economic development, and sense gratification, ultimately, they have to come down and go to birth, death, old age, disease on this planet again. Therefore, their achievement is only birth and death. Just like if you have to work 51 weeks out of the year, and then 1 week out of the year, you have a vacation. But if during your vacation, you're worried about having to go back to work again, the other 51 weeks, it's not much of a vacation. Therefore, even those who go to the heavenly planets and enjoy sense gratification, they're an anxiety about having to come back to the earth planet. Therefore, Indra, when he sees the sage meditating, going through austerities, he becomes nervous that someone's going to take his position and he's going to wind up washing dishes in some restaurant in Ljubljana, making €1 an hour. Therefore, he generally sends some apsaras in order to bewilder the sages. Generally, you think that in the material world, someone who's in an elevated position, they wouldn't be envious. They'd be happy to see others making spiritual advancement or some kind of advancement. But generally, people who go through austerities in the material world are going through them not so much for spiritual advancement, but for material advancement. For material advancement means in this world, generally, competition. My gain is your loss. If I'm gaining, that means you're losing. If you're gaining, that means I'm losing. There's not two Indras in this world. So if someone becomes qualified to get the post of Indra, Indra is thinking, I'm going to be out of a job. And no one wants to be fired or unemployed in this world, especially in the heavenly planets. Therefore, Dhruva Maharaj is imagining that the demigods are envious of his position, and because of that, his intelligence was contaminated, and he had neglected the desires of Narada Muni, that he simply engaged himself in pure devotional service. But we can see often people give good advice, and people don't listen to it. It is not only Narada Muni, Dhruva Maharaj, he did listen to the good advice, but often people don't listen to good advice. Just like the sun may be shining, and it's offering its sunlight to everyone, but that doesn't mean that everyone will take advantage of the sunlight and go into the sunshine. Often people stay out of the sunshine, of course, here on Pariyatra. Maybe we're getting too much sunshine. But often people will not go into the sunshine at all. It is not the fault of the sunshine, it is because people don't have sufficient knowledge to take advantage of the sunshine. Simply, good instructions are there, and they're being offered to everyone. Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita, and he made Bhagavad Gita available for everyone. Bhagavad Gita is not made a secret. It is not that Krishna secretly spoke Bhagavad Gita, although it is said universal form, but actually it also said that the sages from the heavenly planets and then even the demons saw the universal form. Stane Rishikesha, Navaprakritya, Vigatparisha, Puriratakesha, Aksham Siddhitani, Dusho, Divandi, Sarvena Masyatni, Jasita Sangha. All the world becomes joyful hearing your holy name and thus become attached to you. So the demons are afraid and they flee here and there. All this is rightly done. So Krishna, he showed his universal form to Arjuna, and many sages and even demons had the opportunity to see it. And of course, Bhagavad Gita, although it was spoken personally to Arjuna, but later on it was put into the Mahabharata and made available for everyone. Therefore, Krishna's instructions are available to everyone. Unfortunately, the demons don't like such instructions, and therefore they try to change them around. For that reason, Prabhupada entitled his translation and purport Bhagavad Gita as it is, not Bhagavad Gita as we'd like it to be. Krishna says he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and people's commentators, they say, this is very nice. Krishna says he's God, and just like all of us, you say we're God. So Krishna's God, you're God, everyone's God. But of course, Krishna doesn't say that everyone's God. He says that he's God. But the commentators say Krishna was on somewhat of an ego trip. And therefore, although Bhagavad Gita is very nice, he made that one mistake, saying that he was God. Of course, that's the whole essence of the Bhagavad Gita, is to convince the conditioned soul that Krishna is God, and we should follow his directions. But those who don't want to follow his directions, they simply say that he sometimes thinks he's God, although he has some good things to say, but don't listen to that. He's a little bewildered. But of course, if he's bewildered, then why write a commentary on a bewildered person, on a bewildered person's book? But there are 700 commentaries on Krishna's book. But why did they write a commentary if they thought he was wrong? So it's foolish to write a commentary on a book which is imperfect, which is wrong. The conclusion is wrong, the speaker is bewildered, and therefore 700 commentaries are wasting their time. And people will read the 700 commentaries where they disagree with the speaker, they're also wasting their time. Only if we accept, at least theoretically, that what Krishna is saying is true, then we can understand that what Krishna is saying. We can at least try to listen to it, use our intelligence to discern whether or not it makes any sense. But if we reject Krishna's words outright, following the commentaries that Krishna is wrong, he says, Aham sarvasya prabhavam matak sarvam pravartate iti matam vijante ma buddha bhava samandita. Oh, he's exaggerating. He's the source of everything. How is that possible? They think that the sage, Vyasadeva, was sitting in the Himalayas, smoking something, dreaming up these literatures, and therefore in his hallucination he imagined there was some cowherd boy, aborigine cowherd boy, from some remote village in India, claiming that he's God, and some farmers going along with it. So they say like that. But we don't have to blindly accept or blindly reject. We can study Krishna's words and see whether or not, intellectually at least, they have some reason. Therefore, at the end of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna said, and I declare that one who studies the sacred conversation, he worships me by his intelligence. So we're supposed to use our intelligence, our real intelligence, to examine whether or not it's true and my body's changing, but I'm not changing. Whether all my anxiety based upon this body is simply a product of hallucination. No one would like to say that my knowledge is based on hallucinations. So if the president of some country stood up before his people and said, my dear fellow citizens, now I'm going to tell you my current hallucination. Or if a person gaining the Nobel Prize for science came before the, when he was getting the award, and said, my dear fellow citizen, my dear audience, let me tell you about my newest hallucination. People would not take it very seriously. This person's hallucinating and would give him a prize for it. When we read Bhagavad Gita, we can understand that's all we're practically doing is hallucinating. And because of that hallucination, we're in anxiety. So our present anxieties over this body are just due to hallucinations, because although it's a fact, the body is going to go old, it's going to become diseased, and we're going to have to leave it, but it's not really going to affect us. Therefore, if we use our intelligence, then we become free from unnecessary stress, and we give up endeavors for unnecessary things. Guru Maharaj, he claims the demigods were at fault, but actually, you can understand he was at fault, because he just didn't use his intelligence completely. Certainly he had great intelligence, and with that great intelligence, he was able to reach a goal that gave him transcendental intelligence. But this lamentation of blaming the demigods is also due to lack of intelligence. When Akrura came before Dhritarashtra on behalf of Lord Krishna and sought to preach to him, my dear Akrura, my dear Dhritarashtra, actually you're not really the son of Vishvachaturya. You're the son of Vyasadeva. Therefore, you're claiming the throne of Hastinapura, and ultimately this material world is all false, because actually it's not, you're not the son. It's not your property to inherit. You're the son of the sage, not of the king or the emperor. Therefore, your idea that your kingdom should be given to your sons is also false, because it's not your kingdom to begin with. First of all, you're not the son of the king. Second of all, it was given to you're blind, therefore your brother, Pandu, became the emperor. And therefore, naturally, his sons should become the next rulers. But even if you want to give your kingdom to your sons in your attached position, still you should rule over your citizens equally, which means that you should protect the Pandavas rather than trying to kill them. So Dhritarashtra said, my dear Akura, your words are very nice, but they're just like lightning, and my mind is like a cloud. They're going into my mind, but I can't maintain them there. They're rapidly leaving. Just like a person who's about to die, you administer nectar, but they can't take advantage of it because they're about to die. So similarly, words may be like nectar, but if we have no good digestion, we may not be able to appreciate them or digest them. Therefore it said, Brahmande Brahmite Kaum Bhagavandi Guru Krishna Prasadi Kai Bhakti Lajadi. After wandering throughout the whole universe, looking for happiness, looking for peace, looking for awareness of how to become perpetually happy and peaceful, we've looked at every planet. We've been on Brahmaloka, on Indraloka. We've been on the Patala Loka. We've been snakes on Nagaloka. Everywhere, looking for peace and happiness. And if one is fortunate, after so much wandering around this universe, looking for that ultimate objective, to siyaya he ko prayate ko vido, to love yate yet brahmatam, to love yate dukkha-varāya-taksitam kāyena-sarvatra-gavira-rahmānsā. Those who are actually intelligent and philosophically inclined should endeavor for that purposeful end, which is not obtained by the wandering up and down throughout the whole universe. Just like happiness that we're looking for, that will be obtained in due course of time. Just like in due course of time, everyone obtains distress, although they don't search for it. So rather than waste our time wondering whether the next IBM computer or the next Mac computer will actually solve our problems and make us perpetually happy, we'll plug into the internet and we'll be in bliss, in an ocean of bliss and knowledge. So rather than wondering about that, I want you to understand that we have to use our intelligence and Krishna consciousness, hear the instructions coming from Krishna and his representatives, and apply them, and ultimately the simple instruction that Krishna gives that with Matthew's body will be realized. Probably we won't become rich. Probably we won't become famous. We ultimately won't become healthy, because everyone dies anyhow. The body, even if you die in a healthy state, you won't get any particular credit for it. No, ultimately, any of the material advantages or disadvantages won't be actually that important if we become liberated from our false conceptions by hearing about reality from the right source and applying it within our lives. So that only depends upon our intelligence, utilizing properly our intelligence. It doesn't depend upon any external advantage, good situation or disadvantages. Disadvantageous situation or advantageous situation. It doesn't depend upon us. It depends upon us personally, how we're going to apply our intelligence in Krishna consciousness. Krishna is an equal opportunity employer. Samaham samabhuteshu namekveshosinapriyaha yevajanti tumambhata maitekveshu chatrimam. Krishna says, I envy no one, nor am I partial to anyone. I am equal to everyone. Whoever renders service unto me is a friend, is in me, and I'm a friend to him. So those who are not Krishna conscious, Krishna's completely equal. He's like the judge. At all this work in binding and ever detached, it is so neutral. For the common person who's engaged in endeavors and material activities, then Krishna is completely equal. Every thought, every word, every activity is noted by Krishna and one gets a result from it. But for the devotees who are endeavoring with devotional service, Krishna tries to inspire them to give up materialistic consciousness and hear carefully about the philosophy of Krishna consciousness and apply that within their lives. So Krishna tries to inspire and encourage devotees to become Krishna conscious. In any case, it's simply up to us. It doesn't matter what our field of service is, what body we're in, what our past activities were. These things are irrelevant. It simply depends upon our willingness to try to hear carefully, try to understand to the best of our ability, try to depend upon Krishna to help us understand, and then to apply that within our lives so we become Krishna conscious. Therefore, at the end of Prabhupada's manifest activities on this planet, in November 1977, some Indian gentleman came and wanted to have a darshan of Prabhupada alone. So Prabhupada allowed that, somehow or another. Prabhupada's disciples were asked to lead, and the Indian gentleman kept on asking Prabhupada, who will be the next leader in your movement? And Prabhupada's response was that all of my disciples, they'll be the next leaders. That anyone who follows, as much as they follow, they become the leader. Not that I choose someone to become the leader, and they're the leader. No, as much as we follow, then you become the leader. It is not that Krishna will only reveal himself to the DVC or a sannyasi or a temple president. And if you're simply chanting the holy names, well, unfortunately.